What's going on, everybody? American Football Network here with another video today. And today we're bringing you guys our Rose Bowl prediction video for the college football playoff semifinal between Alabama and Michigan. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Let me know your score predictions. Let me know your college football playoff predictions, who wins both games, who wins the Natty, all that stuff down below. Check out the description where you can find links to our shop, podcast, website, patron page, and make sure you check out our college football roundup channel that we do with the football expert. We got a tight pick'em contest going on over there. I'm up by five games coming into this weekend, so it's tight. It's a tight race over there. We put out a bunch of great content, exclusive college football content over there, so make sure you guys get over there and check all that out. But let's go ahead and get started with today's video. So the number four Alabama Crimson Tide take on the number one ranked Michigan Wolverines. This game will be Monday, January 1st. I believe it'll be 5 o'clock on ESPN for all of you out there. So you're not going to want to miss this one. This one's going to be a heck of a game. Alabama comes in 12-1 on the season, 8-0 in the SEC. That one loss coming to Texas back in week two at home, 34-24. They did just knock off number one Georgia this past week in the SEC championship game, beat them 27-24. Michigan comes in 13-0, 9-0 in the conference. Just beat Iowa 26-0 in the Big Ten championship, following a nice win over Ohio State at home by 6 points. So both of these teams having some of their better wins of the season here recently. You know, Alabama's still struggling a little bit. You've seen it pop back up at times. You know, USF, they were tied at 3 going into the half, only beat them 17-3. Then you look at the Arkansas game. They let Arkansas back into it, somehow hung on to win that one by 3. Played close with Texas A&M. Tennessee was beating them 20-7 at halftime. So they've played some closer games. They needed a 31-yard Hail Mary on fourth and goal to beat Auburn, and a miracle happened. They beat them. They're in the college football playoff. And although, you know, there's the argument, do they deserve to be in? Do they not deserve to be in? Should Florida State be over them? Should Florida State not be over them? All this stuff. At the end of the day, the committee put Alabama in, and anytime Nick Saban is the head coach of a football team that is in the college football playoff, they have a chance to win a national championship. So I think all that goes out the window about Bama struggles, all that. I think that they are 100% capable of winning a national championship. Now, I'm not saying they will. I'm not even saying they'll win this game, but they're definitely capable of it. Now, you look at a little bit of series history between these two teams. The last time they played was back in 2020. Number 13 Alabama beat number 14 Michigan 35-16 in the Citrus Bowl. That was a very good game there for about the first half. Michigan led early on in that one 13-7, and they led 16-14 at halftime, but they didn't score again in the second half. Bama dominated 21-0 was the score in the second half. Yeah, after the 16-14 halftime lead, it was just all Alabama in that game. Alabama's made – look at some college football playoff history for these teams. Alabama's made the playoff 8 times, and they're 9-4 all-time in those games. They've also added in 3 national titles during that span, 2015, 2017, and 2020. Now, this was the – it says number 13 Bama beat 14 Michigan, and I said in 2020. But I'm pretty sure that was the 2019, from the 2019 season, I'm pretty sure. But I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that was the 2019 season, and they played on January 1st or 2nd. But again, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was. But you look at Michigan, they've made the playoff twice, and they're 0-2. An embarrassing loss last year to TCU, and an embarrassing loss the year before when they got stomped by Georgia. At least Georgia, you know, won the national championship that year, but they got beat last year by TCU, who got absolutely just killed by Georgia in the national championship. I believe that game was like 55-7 or 65-7, something like that. I mean, they just got obliterated. So Michigan not look good in the playoff. Bama probably been the most dominant team, the most successful team in the playoff. And then, you know, you got a few more teams below them, but they've probably been the most successful in the playoff. You look at the biggest three factors for this game now. Number one, in my opinion, is the Michigan run game. I think that they need to establish that. I think they need to get a run game going. I don't think they want McCarthy throwing the ball 35 times in this game. I just don't think that's a good recipe for success. You look at the defense for Alabama. That is their, you know, that is their biggest strength, is that defensive side of the football. Particularly the secondary, but the front seven isn't bad either. But if you're going to attack them and really expose them, that is the spot of the defense to do it with. And so I think that that could be something that Michigan looks at trying to do it and just wear them down to tire them out, make them, you know, make them not be able to blitz and not be able to drop guys back whenever you're trying to throw the ball, because they're going to be having to look for the run game. You're going to be having one-on-one coverage on the outside. There is going to be no deep zone safeties and all this stuff. They're going to have to come down into the box to try and stop the run. And that's when McCarthy in this Michigan pass game headlined by Roman Wilson can really start to kill you. But I think Corum is going to need to have a big game here for Michigan. I think he's going to need to run. Just Michigan as a team is going to need to run for, you know, probably about 150, 170 yards in this game to just wear Alabama down. And that's not 170 yards with, you know, the first play of the game, you run it for 80 yards or something like that. You know, that's 170 hard fought tough yards to just wear them down, because I do think that both of these teams are built very similarly on both sides of the ball. They're built from the inside out, meaning both of them are built starting at the trenches and working their way out. So I think it will be something that they're going to have to really put an emphasis on, because they're going to have to wear Alabama down if they want to get some push on them. Although Michigan's offensive line may be the best in the country. Number two factor in this game is, in my opinion, is Jalen Milroe. I mean, I think that he's all Alabama has offensively right now. He carries them offensively. And when the offense is clicking, the defense is energized and they're clicking more. So I think it's key that Milroe comes out playing hot and ready for this game. You know, I think he's going to have to make some big plays to really keep them in this game. I think he's going to have to absolutely show out. He's going to have to make a few of those magical plays. Now, if you're Alabama, hopefully he's not out here having to make another fourth and goal from the 31-yard line type play with 30 seconds left to win it. But definitely possible that you know, he could – that he's going to have to do some of these magical moments and just make – he's just going to have to be a playmaker for him. He's going to have to carry this offense. He's going to need to throw for 250, 300 yards and run for another 100 yards or so, you know, four total touchdowns, something like that. He's going to have to show out and play hard for Alabama to win this game. And number three biggest factor, the big three factors for me, is Jim Harbaugh. We know Saban's going to have his guys ready. We know Alabama is going to be ready for this game. We don't know that for Michigan, though, because, I mean, you know, Harbaugh, he hasn't really been able to coach in some of these bigger games. He's beat Ohio State the last 3 years, but we don't know for this year. Definitely know the last 2 years, though, that they were cheating. They had their signs. There's video evidence from those games of them having their signs. So, I mean, it's still not proven that Harbaugh can fairly win a big game, you know. And when you look at him in the playoff, he hasn't played very well at all. He has not played, or his teams have not performed well at all. He's, like I said, he's 0-2 in the playoff. A bad, terrible loss, got blown out against Georgia 2 years ago in 2021. Last year, 2022. An embarrassing defeat by TCU, a team that got just, I mean, they shouldn't have even been allowed to play football this year after what happened to them in the national championship, and Michigan lost to them in the semifinals. So it's going to be interesting to see if Harbaugh can coach a Michigan team to a win in one of these playoff games. Because again, even though he's, you can bring up Ohio State, but even though he's beaten Ohio State the last 3 years, the 2 years that he's played the playoff games already that he's beat them, they haven't won them. So even though he's beaten Ohio State, he still isn't winning in the playoff, and that's something that he's going to have to do or else he's just not going to be able to, he's just not going to be able to really do much as far as, you know, building his legacy if he's not able to win some of these playoff games. So I think this is a big game for Harbaugh, big game for Michigan. And again, I think he's a big factor because will he have his team ready? Is he going to call the game right? Is he going to make dumb decisions that cost some team the game? Because, you know, Saban is not – Saban's team's going to be ready. Saban's going to make all the right calls in terms of clock management and challenges and this kind of stuff. His staff is going to be 99% correct on all their calls, if not 100%. And you know his team is going to be prepared and ready to win this game. And so I think that that's why Harbaugh just has to be a factor because he just hasn't proven he can do that. But now on to my pick and the score prediction for this game. This was a tough one to decide between, but I'm going with Michigan 33-27. I just think the Wolverines have a little bit more than Alabama does. I think it's still hard to overlook the fact that Bama has struggled and struggled and struggled and struggled all year long. Yes, they're not the same team that lost to Texas by 10 at home, but they're not much better than that team, and they've got a lot of different problems still. So, you know, Bama's definitely got a chance to win this football game, though, but I think all those things I said about Harbaugh, I think that he's going to have them ready. I think he's going to coach a good game, and I think Michigan covers the spread of 1.5. I think that that Corum and McCarthy have big games, and I think that Michigan – is able to pull out a close win here against the Crimson Tide in a huge game that would send them to the national championship. But that wraps up today's video. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Help me reach that goal of 1,125 subs by the end of December. Appreciate all of you guys watching, and we'll see you next time.